All right, and we're back. That music is a lot to take in, isn't it? I know 17 minutes seems like a lot. What I'd like to do right now for the next couple of minutes is I made a copy of the first minute of that recording, and I'm going to play it. I'm going to stop, give you a chance to digest it, and I'm going to play it again. And what I'd like you to do is over the course of the four times that we're going to listen to this, I'd like you to try to focus in on, for example, one type of instrument. Like maybe the first time, listen to the alto saxophone. The second time you go through, listen to maybe just the drummers. Maybe the third time, listen to the bass players. Now, one thing you'll notice as you start to get a little familiar with the music is you'll notice that the musicians are reacting very, very quickly to what someone else is playing. Somebody plays a high long note, somebody else immediately jumps on and plays that high long note. Somebody starts a solo, and then you hear people start to either get around the soloist or start doing their own thing. So this is going to be the first minute or so of that recording, first take. And I'm going to play that same music one more time. And we'll play it a third time. And here we have the final time. Thank you. right. Listening to music like that is always a good idea, trying to listen to something a number of times until you start to get familiar with it. That music, you can imagine, in 1960 when it came out was a wide departure from what people were playing. You have to remember that a year before, John Coltrane had made his recording of Giant Steps. Not too long before that, Miles Davis and Kind of Blue. We had Ahmad Jamal and his trio with their cross-country recording where they're playing all this classic American music with such a really nice, unique swing-type feeling. So this music coming out when it did was, we could call this the avant-garde, if we wanted to come up with that. Another person who was very important with this, not only the free jazz scene, but also the avant-garde scene, was a pianist by the name of Cecil Taylor. We're going to listen to a composition of his called Enter Evening. I'm not going to describe the music too much, but listen to it, and again, try to focus in on the different instruments for maybe a minute or two to see how they're interacting with the other people playing. Cecil Taylor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.